the difference between consciousness and mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. The difference between consciousness and mind. Our ability to think is our consciousness. And when we are unconscious, we are unable to think. We are not thinking. Our body is operating on the autonomic nervous system. Our life is continuing in a pattern, but we do not know what we are doing. Now, mind is the universal allness, the universal awareness, the universal isness, the universal. It includes everything. It includes everything the relative is interested in, and it includes everything that the absolute is interested in. Now, consciousness is our ability to perceive ideas, to perceive thoughts, to perceive conditions, to perceive objects, to perceive symbols. Our consciousness is our awake awareness of what's going on in our world. Now, what's going on in our world is so broad, so vast, so tremendous, that in our conscious mind, in our conscious brain, in our conscious thinking, we believe that we do not have the capacity to understand its allness. Now, in the mind, the universal mind, is the allness. And it is perceived by the human mind step by step. It is perceived moment by moment. It's perceived item by item. And it is perceived. It is not that it is not perceived. It is perceived. It is understood. It is being aware. Our awareness is a rather dramatic and dynamic thing, because we are aware of so many things, but we are aware of each one of these things uniquely, individually, separately, and one by one. And as we are aware of these uniquely, separately, one by one things, we think we're so brilliant, we think we're so aware of all that's going on in the world, of the universal allness. We think we're so perceptive into the awareness of the universal mind that we are rather brilliant. Well, an autistic child has a brilliance in certain areas, but doesn't have the ability to put that brilliance together with other areas. Now, truly, the child does have the ability to do that, but he's not using it. For some reason, his mind was able to pop out freely with certain awarenesses, like numbers or what have you. And because of that, we are amazed and we are surprised. We thought that that knowledge could only be known through computers or through the slow mathematical process of 1 plus 1 equals 2. And we didn't understand that all knowledge, whatever area we want it to be in, is known instantly. If we want to know the atomic theory of anything, we speak our word and we know it. If we want to know how the world was formed, if we want to know how we relate ourselves with the universal cause, if we want to know any of these things, we think, my goodness, those are grand subjects. Those are subjects that are far beyond our ability to be aware of. But yet, if our consciousness can perceive the possibility of knowing it, we can know it. That's just the way the principle works. We can know it. Now, do we want to know it? Do we want to be aware of any one particular thing? Now, our friend Einstein, he was very brilliant, and he had a very open awareness of his mind. Both left and right hemispheres were knitting together in a harmonious pattern, and he was able to perceive many things that other scientists only wish they could perceive. They call him a super genius. And what is genius but merely some consciousness that is attuned to a given area of awareness? Now, truly a genius is someone who is aware of many areas. And Apple likes to call their workmen geniuses because they're skilled in the field of the Apple computer. And they feel that this is a very wonderful thing to be able to do. But in truth, we know all that stuff. All we have to do, if we want to, is to take our consciousness and tune it in to the universal mind. We don't do that, though. We don't say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, or do we? We don't say, I know all things. We think that's being tremendously presumptuous. We don't make statements that we are the universal consciousness, that we are the divine mind, that we, because, and if we don't, then we don't have it. It's like saying, I'm not the son of my father. I'm not the heir to my family, to the genes and the chromosomes and the DNA structure. I'm not the heir to that information. Well, we are. And you see, for so long we have thought that the universal mind, the divine mind, the allness of the universe was so far beyond our perceptibility that we were presumptuous if we were to say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. The divine does. And the divine in me reveals it to me. The divine and I are one, and I know the answer. Now, that's a very perceptive thing. That's a very presumptive thing. And we don't allow ourselves to say that. But in the metaphysical circles, we're learning more and more to allow ourselves to say it. Know thyself, man. This is what we're told. Know thyself. Know within you, within me, is the allness. Know that the divine mind is in me. The divine allness is in me. The divine creativity is in me. God is in me, as me, through me. And for me to be able to say I am God, I'm amused at some of our people, even on campus today, after 30 years of teaching this philosophy to them, they still say that some of our teachings of saying I am God are too grand, are too deep, too profound, and it scares people away. Well, I say to them, all right, who are we making this teaching for? Who are we sharing this teaching to? Who is the student? Who are the students? Are you the student? I say to each of them. And they say, well, yeah. Well, if you're the student, when are you going to be the teacher? Well, when I believe it. Yeah, that's true. Now, if all the teachers in the world, teaching all the subjects in the world, believed everything they taught, they would be most profound teachers. And they're not profound teachers. Teachers who make their subjects come alive and are excited in their subjects and make the student feel, wow, this is the most exciting thing that I have heard about for a long time. Wow, this is great. Hey, that's neat. I'm living with this experience of history, of mathematics, of music. I'm living with this history of knowledge. And when you do that, then the consciousness awakens. Then the consciousness awakens and says, I already know that. Yeah, that's nothing new. Yes, I am the divine. I am God. I am the creative power of the universe. I am the allness. I am the consciousness. Yes, I am conscious. And as I say, I am conscious, then I become perceptive of what I am conscious of. And now, what am I conscious of? Well, I am conscious that there is a universal mind, and that universal mind is as much in me as it is anywhere else. Because that universal mind, like God, cannot be in part in me. It is either all in me or not. Now, how much I perceive of it, how much I use of it, how much I'm aware of it, that's the telling part. When I was a child, I thought like a child and acted like a child, but now that I'm a man, I put away childish things and I enter into the almost. Now, a child doesn't know that he doesn't know. He just barks out and says things, and sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. But it's just a matter of what is the attitude of the universe around him at the time. When children are raised by rather precocious parents who are brilliant in many ways, children have a tendency to be brilliant too, because they are not put down. Parents who are not precocious, who are not brilliant, have a tendency to poo-poo their children and say, how would you know that? What makes you think that you have the knowledge to know that? Even the great teachers, the great philosophers don't know that. What makes you think you do? Now, they may not be as outrageous as that in saying that to their children, but the message gets across. And the child thinks to themselves, what right do I think I have to be so knowledgeable when others my age and my own parents don't even know these things? And then the story goes backwards. Now, what's our role in the world? Our role is to be the allness. And our role is, if you will, to share the allness that we are with all in the world. Not as something superior to anybody else, but just as a way shower, just as a pathfinder, just as someone who says this is the technique that works to bring this about. Now, the technique that works to bring this about, we go into meditation to find it out. And the technique is being positive in our statements about ourselves, and saying who and what we are, and saying what is important to us. Now, when I can begin to say what is important to us, when I can begin to say, I know that I know that I know, then indeed I know that I know that I know. It's so simple. It's so beautiful, and yet it is so tremendously profound, so deep, so magnificent. But I don't let that profundity and that deepness scare me away. I just enter into it and say, well, why not? Of course. I do. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that. Yes, that interests me. That's exciting. I think that's a lot of fun. I think that's really the way that I want to go. And so then I start going that way, and I start thinking that way. And as I think that way, other thoughts compound in my consciousness and reveal themselves to me, and I say, wow, I hadn't thought of that. Many times I give a talk, and I have just a phrase for the talk. I do not look up the talk ahead of time, because if I did that, then I would have done it already. But I listen to my inner self. And I find that so many ideas, so many thoughts, so many techniques flood across my consciousness. And then I say, no, I could reveal all these techniques and all these ideas that are flooding across my consciousness, and I could make a very erudite talk, very intellectual. And if I do that, then only a few people are going to understand, and the rest are going to think that I'm putting on a show, which is what I am doing. But if, instead of doing that, I just quietly let my mind move in a positive, open field, then I reveal ways that are intuitive to the people that I'm speaking to. Now you say, well, how do you know when you speak on the internet, as you do with these talks that you put on, how do you know who is listening to you? Because everyone listens to me who wants to hear what I have to say. everyone listens to me and follows what I'm saying because they are in tune with the techniques and the programs that I'm presenting. They listen to me and they say, yes, that's right. Or they hear me and they say, that's not where I am today, and they turn to something else. And that's okay, because we all tune in to where we are at this moment on this day doing these things. Where are you this moment? You're listening here. You're listening to these thoughts, and where we say the difference between consciousness and the universal mind. Consciousness is the utilizer of universal mind. Consciousness is the perceiver of universal mind and all of that it pretends to be. And pretend doesn't mean not being, it means that it offers itself to be. We have the ability to listen with our consciousness to the allness of the universe and to make icons of it and make it ours and enjoy it in the thoroughness and the completeness that it is. Yes, consciousness is us, and the universal mind is us, and the only difference between the two is one perceives and one is. And right now, this day, we are perceivers, and we are perceiving what is. And the more we perceive what is, the more we understand the perceiver, the perceptor, the ability to be aware, and the ability to understand that of which we are aware, which is the divine mind. It's a fascinating program, and we could talk about this for hours, but now take this and just let this percolate in your consciousness for a while and think on these things, and perhaps some beautiful concept will come aware to you, some icon, some symbol that will have meaning to you, and you, oh, I see, yes, I see. And when those moments come to you, be ready, because there will be a flood of others that will follow soon after that, instantly waiting to come out and be heard and be listened to and be loved. Oh, I love you so. I love you. I love you.